Hey there, Injured Gadgets is back again with its new blog title, Things to Know About Wireless Phone Charger. Nowadays, wireless charging has grown increasingly worldwide. From cafe tables to automotive dashboards and even mouse pads, charging pads can be found practically anywhere. You have to set the device in a safe spot if you have one. How does wireless charging work? Power wireless charging benefits through electromagnetic induction, and it uses the same principle as inductive stoves, which were available for some time. The charger, the receiver coil, and the transmitting coil are kept on the charging pad. It connects the battery to the receiving coil, located at the phone's back. Is wireless better than wired charging? When it pertains to ease, there isn't much of a debate. Wireless chargers are always the winner. However, the opposite is typically true when it comes to aspects like speed, power, and heat. Wireless charging isn't great for quick charging unless you're using a phone that only supports a specific wireless protocol. According to a study, wireless charging consumes around 50% more power from the wall than plugging a phone in. However, it may be a concern for power banks, cell phone accessories, and portable chargers, requiring you to carry a larger device to obtain the same charge. The intense heat generated when charging is unfavorable since it might shorten the battery's life. Mobile phones and wireless chargers should have built-in protection measures to minimize overheating. Conversely, as this can be invasive, it may prefer a wired solution. Is wireless charging safe? It's safe to put your phone connected near a wireless cell phone charger on your bedside or at the office all day. If your wireless cell phone charger isn't attached to a tablet or phone, it sends out a harmless signal that looks for a wireless charging receiver coil, like the one in your smartphone. The signal concentrates on the receiver coil in your smartphone when your phone makes human contact with the charging dock, and charging begins. The signal does not propagate into the air around the cell phone since the receiver coil should be in touch with coils in the charging dock. When compared to a phone linked to a mobile network, the entire wireless charging approach generates less radiation. Which phones can use wireless charging? Now that you've understood about wireless charging, there is now something about wireless charging, and you're probably wondering if your phone is compatible. The good news is that many recent Android and iPhone devices support wireless charging, but we've separated which phones support it. Pixel, 3/3 XL, 4/4 XL. iPhone, 12/12 Max / 12 Pro / 12 Pro Max, 8/8 Plus, X / XR / XS / XS Max, 11/11 Pro / 11 Pro Max. Galaxy, S9 / S9 Plus, Note 9, S6 / S6 Edge / S6 Edge Plus, S20 / S20 Plus / S20 Ultra, Note 10 / Note 10 Plus, S10e / S10 / S10 Plus, S8 / S8 Plus, Note 8, S8 / S8 Plus, S7 / S7 Edge, Note 5. Benefits of wireless charging. It may maintain a compact, basic charging pad on the table, desk, or coffee table, and all you can do is lay the phone on this to charge. Consistently plugging in the phone might cause damage to the charging port. Switching to wireless charging might fix the error. When it comes to damage, charging cables are prone to bending and fraying, leaving them useless. You won't have to worry about all this with the wireless phone charger. Finally, wireless charging is the best option for battery health since it lets you charge your phone regularly when it is not in use during the day. Conclusion: wireless charging is a simple way of charging your cell phone, but it currently has a few cons, being slower than charging with the cable. If you want to take advantage of this innovative technique of charging your phone, why not acquire a new phone with wireless charging? You'll be able to get a wireless charging phone at any competitive price, so you can find one that matches your needs.